NJF Mobile, K2LXD Mobile. Mobile, K2LXD Mobile.
XD N4WJF Mobile.
Mobile, K2LXD. Cool. It does work.
Only both of ours do.
It's a thing if you want to talk on it.
Listen also, so I know that part works. Coming up to the cutoff for Caesar's Head, headed your way.
So, how's traffic up that way?
A whole bunch of campers headed out, I guess, for the weekend.
We noticed a fairly good amount of traffic coming in this afternoon, so just curious if it gotten any lighter or whether it's getting a little heavier because it's Friday.
Well, you know, them tourists have come to look at the leaves, which haven't really started to change yet, but oh well.
Welcome, so they're looking for leaves, what can I tell you?
Against leaves, I kind of like them, you know, and trees, and that's why I live out here.
Did the youngest one get the white monster fixed, or what's he driving?
The Cougar, though.
Dodge and the Fairlane, or the, yeah, the Galaxy are both here.
Bears are down there.
Cool beans. All right, well, just wanted to, see if we let the big boy out there, so he was all happy. So he went out and marked his territory and went back in, so he's good.
Fuzzy have a thing going there, and so far the wood hasn't rotted.
Decided to not only mark Kurt's tires, but the fence as well.
I preserve the rubber there, you know, and the paint.
That's to, cure the rubber, as it were.
Yeah, that's for sure.
News on Sunday?
Four o'clock is the proposed time. So that kind of blows the car show, but what the heck? How many granddaughters do you get?
Yeah, I got two so far, but I had to marry to get them.
Yeah, better you than me.
Becoming a carpenter now is, threatening to redo our bathroom and a couple other things in the house, so might not be too bad.
Labor is never a bad thing.
Exactly, K2LXD. Yeah, I don't have a problem with that at all, especially if she does a good job.
God, well, I'm our granddaughter, I love this road, doing any carpentry in our house right now.
That might be more problematic than good.
Yeah, I might have fun doing the demolition. If the putting it back might be a little rough for, what the heck, is she 10 years old now?
I don't remember either, but I think you're right there. I think the demo thing would probably be pretty easy, especially if she got with her stepbrother. But the pre-construction might be a little iffy.
My stepbrother destroyed his classroom the other day for no reason, so we're not real happy with him yet at the moment.
Good.
He sells yet, but apparently turned the garbage can upside down and throwing around stuff, and nobody really knows what set him off.
That's kind of spooky, because that's kind of one of the problems, I guess, is that nobody really knows what kind of, what may trigger it.
Yep. They put him away, at least we'll know where he is.
We can learn how to make license plates and get 3 squares a day, and he'll have, 3 hots and a cot.
So, it's a win-win.
And it's hard to mess those places up because everything's bolted down, so it's a little more difficult.
Usually the bulls don't tolerate stuff like that, so you know, teachers don't really have freedom to take care of problems like that in the way they do.
Very true. Yeah, they tend to police their own in the Crossbar Motel.
That's bad anyway. Such is life, as they say. Somebody said.
They ran up the hill in his four wheeler.
That's how I said hello.
Going up the hill to see Mr. Pritchett.
But yeah, that could be.
I'll get it straight before too long.
Okay.
Sandwich stuff, so we're just going to make some sandwiches. We had a sandwich earlier, you know, not knowing how we were going to play this, and so we, as they say, we got some sandwiches and chips and stuff, so we'll chow down on that.
Probably going to be pretty hungry when it gets home, but we'll deal with that when it happens.
So does she have a full range of chow up there for you to munch on?
Not really, just finger foods, but they took the boat out for a trip and went to some one of them restaurants that's got, you know, serve, you pull up to it with a boat, it's called the Tiki Hut there, and had some chow there on the company's dime, so, you know, free food's never bad.
True, sir. Free food is never bad at all. I rather like it myself. Don't get it very often anymore, but used to. So, but, yep. So we're just out here enjoying the evening air, as it were.
Well, pleasant, I must say. Got the winders down here and just cruising along.
I intend to pave that road, though, because it's getting a little rough around spots. True, I mean, that hole there, right down there by where you get on the interstate, they had a big old chunk of that torn out today, and I mean, they dug down probably, 2.5-3 feet, I don't know what they were doing, but man, they had a heck of a hole dug there when we first got off the interstate there.
Probably digging for oil or water or something there, I don't know.
Water, they wouldn't have to go too far considering where it is.
Florida now, where you dig down a foot and you're hitting water.
I think right there, you know, just the other side of the, just there by the bridge.
And, you guys were pretty much just down the road from us. We were in Seneca and Salem, you probably saw the sign. They got there, but yeah, just a little too modern for our taste.
A party barge, or they got a regular fasty type boat?
I think Bozo Bob, Mark Twain there, pretty much.
You're there, so. Are they, there? I take it they're staying there for the weekend?
Most of them are heading out of town tomorrow, so they can be destinated at wherever they're going to be destinated at Monday morning, so it's Saturday. Anyway, yeah, most of them were going to get up early, so I don't know.
On how much adult recreational beverages consumed.
Definitely flowing, no doubt about it, and it's, you know, the old saying, it's kind of fun to watch drunks and all that, and there were some pretty funny times there, but glad I wasn't one of them.
And I understand that, so, cool beans, sir, are you getting close? close to the little Pusheline station there on 11.
Which one you're referring to, but we're crossing the bridge over 25 right now.
Nice job on the lawn.
Not anymore.
What's the game plan for tomorrow, or is there one?
Depending on whether Kurt has to go back in for inventory again. If not, we're supposed to go drag Jeremy's Impala up to the garage and do the motor swap. That remains to be seen.
Okay, so does that mean you're going to employ the services of the ECM wrecker squadron, or what?
Chat, see what happens.
It ought to be just fine. I mean, it seemed to drag things around here real well.
It's been a while we bought it, so might as well use it.
Category, but if you can use it, it's even better.
Yes, sir. Again, if it's free, it's for me, you know.
Sweet. That's cool. All right, well, I guess we'll let you finish up your drive there, and we'll see you shortly. So this is K2LXD Mobile, and we will be clear upon your final, sir.
See you soon, M4WJF Mobile will be clear.